presenting the Mirth Parade. Wilson as the drum major. Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. This time the Mirth Parade winds through snowy mountain peaks and slides down icy glaciers. For this edition of the Grand Old Procession is dedicated to Switzerland, home of peace conferences, watches, summer resorts, yodelers, and bell ringers. And if you must have it, cheese, of course. All right, men, here we go. Strike up the band and away to Switzerland.
I miss my Swiss miss misses me. I miss the bliss that Swiss kiss gives to me. I hear her yodeling sweet melodies, like the birds and the bees. From the Schweitzer trees, her dear papa makes watches that are Swiss. That's why he watches me like this. I lost her in the mountains she must be. I miss my Swiss miss misses me.
And now, right from his pasture full of goats, comes little Joe Warner, the Swiss goat herder. Little Joe is a yodeler, it seems. He can't help yodeling. It's the only way he can sing. In fact, when he tried to sing a popular song the other day, he sang, "Ole, who's your little who's this?" All right, Joe, you may yodel.
While strolling along, I was singing a song, "Ole, leo, ole, leo." Two lovers passed by, and the night winds did sigh, "Ole, leo, ole." They were telling their love, "Ole, leo," and the moon beamed above, "Ole, leo." And you'd hear them cry from the mountains so high, "Odle-ee-dee-o, odle-ee-dee-o, odle-ee-dee-o,
Joe Warner tossing his voice from one mountain peak to another, which reminds us that we've discovered a new mountain in Switzerland and have named it Walter Winchell because of its tremendous peak. And now here's Tizzy Leach, who fell in love with an admiral and discovered that he was admiral in the Swiss Navy. She will now tell you how she got out of that rowboat. Tizzy Leach.
Hello, folks and listeners. And I'd like to say that due to my extensive travels, I've been asked to say something about Switzerland. My, I wished I hadn't, though. If I knew how many of you had been there, I could speak more freely, if you know what I mean. But I do want to say that I know a great deal about the history of Switzerland. It seems there was a married couple in Switzerland, and the gentleman used to stay out rather late. So one night he came home and his wife shot at him, but missed. So the next day that Switzerland became famous, his wife wrote that great song, "I Miss My Swiss." And speaking of missing reminds me that I almost missed my cooking class today. I was going to give some taxidermists a lesson on stuffing dates. But before I went, I gave a sort of a party on my ranch where I am for the summer. It's called Rancho Delicio, named after the Spanish Dons. And the Don Good Ranch, if I do say so. My, I often wonder how I think up those little fasties. I guess it's in my blood, though. I could be more witty, but as I said to one gentleman, I'm so busy with my work, I'm only witty part of the time. So he said, I see, you're sort of a half-wit. Wasn't that ducky? But it's natural. Mother was very witty. Because I've heard people say she was at her wit's end most of the time. Then I'd say, wit's end do you mean? Now, to show you how witty I was when I was a baby, I can see myself now, just a few years ago, in my little flannel nightgown, playing in the gutter. Butter. When I'd cut up Granddaddy's whiskers when he was asleep. And put them in little boxes and sell them to the kiddies for shredded wheat. And speaking of whiskers, reminds me of the face. And I receive so many requests on care of the face. So I'm going to give you an exercise for the face. I guess you all want a face, don't you? I mean a face like mine, don't you? Or don't you? Well, have you got faces? All righty. First, put the thumb of the left hand and the thumb of the right hand in the mouth, and pull your face apart. My, what's the matter, face slippy? All righty, a little wider. Feel cool, doesn't it? Well, that is what we call the open face. But I must go now, so just hold that until you hear from me again. And I've got to give a help hint to some radio announcers tonight on how to keep hillbillies from getting in your hair. So I'll leave you as the taxi cab driver say at parting. Very old. Very old.
Tizzy Lish says her boyfriend, who used to be an admiral in the Swiss Navy, is now a Swiss bell ringer. He's a house-to-house salesman for a cheese factory. Which brings us to the point where we must stop to explain that in Switzerland, even the chickens yodel. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Florence Gill, the barnyard nightingale, trying to prove that a chicken can yodel. She will now prove that a chicken can sing without yodeling. Gentlemen, it was Florence Gill, the barnyard nightingale, and as she ruffles her feathers and departs, we behold Bob Burns, the Arkansas traveler, who seems to have wandered over here to Switzerland. Bob has been gawking around and says that he's discovered that in Switzerland a summer resort is called a spa, a small resort is called a baby spa, and a larger resort is called a baby's grand spa. Come in, Bob, tell me, have you ever been over here in Switzerland?
Don, I've rode through Switzerland on a train from one end to the other.
Weren't you thrilled at the majestic grandeur of the Alps?
I don't get you, Don.
Well, surely you saw the Alps mountains.
Well, now that you mention it, I believe we did pass some rising ground. Don, it wasn't the mountains so much that I noticed as much as it was the curves and the hairpin turns on the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we made one curve that was so sharp, the fireman started to throw some coal into the firebox, and he threw it right in the face of an old lady back on the observation platform. Of course, she was so surprised when that happened, she couldn't say anything right then, but she sure did bawl him out on the next curve.
Well, Bob, what do you think of the Swiss women?
Oh, Don, let's don't spend all our time talking about curves.
Oh.
Then, what do you think of the men with their knee britches?
Oh, yeah, them knee britches, though. Yeah. Boy, that was a close one, wasn't it, Don?
I'm afraid it was, Bob.
Well, I'll tell you, the way I figured out that costume, Don, that you just... Boy, I'm afraid to try to say it myself. The reason I think they wear those is because the men over there spend so much of their time climbing those high mountains that even their breath comes in short pants.
I see.
You know,
maybe
that's
right.
Not much of a gag, Don, but I thought maybe somebody might like it.
Well, they might.
And then I think, Don, on these programs, we ought to put in a simple one like that once in a while for the children.
Oh, you're so thoughtful, Bob. Yeah. You're so thoughtful. Well, you must admit that the Alps Mountains are higher than the Ozarks in Arkansas.
Yeah, they may be higher, Don, but they ain't no steeper. You know, I was going down the road in the Ozark Mountains one day, and I saw a man down there in Arkansas. He was sitting on the side of the road crying.
Mm-hmm.
And I says, "What are you crying about?" He says, "I'm going to quit this job." I says, "You're pretty lucky to have a job. What's the matter with you?" And he pointed up on the hillside, and he says, "This is the fourth time I fell out of that cornfield today."
Well, just the same, I'd love to go back to Switzerland, Bob. Now, here's a picture I had taken on one of the highest peaks of the Alps. I call it Don Wilson at the peak of his manhood. Take a look at it.
Yeah, Don, that's a nice picture. But since you're breaking out the old family album, here's a picture I had taken down home some years ago.
Oh, is this you on that load of hay?
Yeah, that's me on the load of hay there, Don. I call that Bob Burns in the heyday of his youth.
Well, Bob Burns still thinks that a Swiss watch is a private detective in a yodel factory. And with that, this is Don Wilson saying goodbye for the Mirth Parade, and we'll be back with you again soon. ¶¶